This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On your mind, I'm told Mitchell Gary Eminem is pinch hitting for Scott Hannon, although Scott did catch up with Major General Alan Dorman, Adjutant General of the North Dakota National Guard and Director of the North Dakota Department of Emergency Services, a look back at the Dakota Access Pipeline protest.
Joined today by General Al Dorman. General Dorman is, of course, the Adjutant General for the great state of North Dakota, but also wears a hat as a Director of the Department of Emergency Services. Joining us in our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline look back as we take a look at those incidents. We're doing this to try and form a mosaic when we get done of the truth. Because, of course, our argument is that for much of that entire chapter of North Dakota history, it was hard to get to the truth of what exactly was happening. And a lot of the social media, protesters, leading to that a different narrative in much of the media. So it's our attempt and our desire here through this effort to really get to the truth. So we appreciate talking with a lot of people that had a role in it. General Dorman, thanks for the time today.
Oh, you're welcome, Scott. It's good to be on with you.
I always start with the questions are sort of about what happened. I mean, as you really look back at that and reflect on that time, you know, we obviously talked several times in the heat of it and about different things that were happening. But in general, overall, from A to Z, beginning to end, how do you describe it to somebody that really was wondering what happened?
Well, Scott, it might be an overused analogy, but we've often referred to it as the perfect storm. And some of it says there were new technologies that, had they not been around, if this was 10 years ago, it might have impacted how this thing unfolded. But with social media and anonymous funding through GoFundMe, and then just the groups that came together with different motivations, but came together in a unique situation where you had federal land adjacent to tribal land, there was really no governance in that area. And I'm talking about where the camps were. Those in the camps would argue that they're self-governed, but that's just not a model that we live by in the United States of America. But again, federal land next to tribal land, no governance. There's one sheriff in Sioux County. There's two federal agencies that maybe could have impacted, but the BIA and the Corps of Engineers, quite frankly, are both limited by the administration's policies and history. So you had these groups coming together. Some were water protectors, some were environmentalists, anti-fossil fuel folks, and then there's a number of folks down there that really wanted to go back 140 years and look at the treaties and say, all right, what injustices do we think were done to us, and what can we do about that now? So, again, I think an overused analogy, but it really is a perfect storm of social media-driven, anonymously funded opportunity for a lot of folks to come together and have their voices heard. And, again, it was not a governed territory, so it was a very challenging environment for law enforcement.
Do you think that North Dakota, or specifically down near Cannonball, was selected for the reasons you just described? I mean, did they see it as a right place to have this sort of emerge and be able to tell a very different story than reality nationwide, or do you think that happened by accident?
Scott, I think it was somewhat organic. I think when this whole thing started, there was a call out for the great Sioux Nation to come back together again. That was somewhat historic. But then as time moved on, you saw the makeup of the protesters down there change significantly. Again, the anti-fossil fuel environmental group showed up, and to some extent it was the cause celeb. And it was summertime and into the fall, and folks could come in for a long weekend. It was amazing, again, as they drove their narrative on social media, how that camp could swell in a matter of a day or two from folks just driving in. So I think it was somewhat organic. I'm not sure anybody at the start of this thing saw it getting as big as it did. But again, it's these new technologies that we're all going to have to keep an eye on and learn to deal with that you can very rapidly gather like-minded people together for an for protests like this. And again, when they have a area of land that they can basically move into and do as they see fit, you know, they have the opportunity to come in and participate in that sort of activity.
Is it hard to still see accusations of, you know, police brutality and the militarization of police, and that there was this heavy-handed coordination between, you know, the company and law enforcement and the state of North Dakota, knowing what you know about the facts of the situation? And those accusations continue to this day. What do you make of that?
Well, I don't think they're fair, Scott. I was down there quite a bit. I saw how law enforcement handled the situation. I remember when President Trump got inaugurated, and I saw a video of protests in Washington, D.C., and I think another one was either out in Oregon or Seattle and Washington State. But when you see the police tactics, the way they've been trained to deal with civil unrest and protests, I would say our law enforcement showed incredible restraint from the beginning of this incident to the end of the event. So that's difficult to hear sometimes, and I, you know, we were accused of being over militaristic, and you know, we had military vehicles down there, we had National Guard down there, we had police officers that wear military style uniforms. But at the end of the day, if that strong presence, whether it looked military or not, and that's not an optic we obviously wanted. We wanted more of a law enforcement optic, but if it looked militaristic, but it kept the citizens of Morton County and the people in those protest camps separated and safe, then I think it was worth it.
What takeaways do you for the emergency services side as well as the guard side take away from this? What can we learn from what happened?
Well, I think we gotta continue to learn what are the new normals going forward. I keep going back to the social media piece of this and how that can drive both recruitment, if you will, and resourcing of events like this, and how do we get our message out there. The other thing is, from the beginning, this has to be a whole-of-government approach. And governments, by their nature, are bureaucratic. There are silos. But I think in North Dakota, with our flood responses in the past, I think we have shown how we can break down those silos and bring all of state government together to protect the citizens of North Dakota. And I think this was another example of that. But because of these new technologies, I think we've gained some capability that we didn't have before that others may be able to learn from. The ability to, again, bring your entire information team together to make sure you get the truth out there to the public, because it's very hard to counter trolls and bloggers from all over the world that are weighing in with half-truths or not the full story. We really enhanced that capability. And then our State Fusion Center, being able to take all the available information to make sure that we make the right decisions to keep, again, the citizens of the state and those that are visiting our state safe during an event like this.
Over-communicate, really, right, which is sort of against the nature of institutions. And, you know, you put out what you need to, but when they controlled social media the way they did, they defined what the truth was, and meanwhile, the truth is left behind. So really the only way to counter that is with more information, isn't it?
That's correct, Scott. And, you know, the other thing is, just based on my military experience, you know, the use of military law enforcement should be a last resort. And as this event went on, we're really focused on relationships, those diplomatic efforts to talk to folks that could help us find a peaceful resolution. They focused more on the information operations piece of this, what information we need to get out there to keep the public informed, to get the truth out there. So going forward, I mean, that's another critical lesson learned, is that it can't just be a law enforcement response. You have to engage diplomatically. You have to work very hard to get the truth out there so that people understand why you're doing what you're doing.
Fascinating. General, thanks for the time. We appreciate you and, of course, all the folks in the North Dakota National Guard that serve so ably. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If we come back, Jim, the flagpole guy is going to be with us, and more with Aaron Oman and Gary Hamineth, as a matter of fact. So that'll all be coming up. We've got about a minute or so. You guys want to set up what we want to talk about here in this next segment?
Well, we cut Senator Oman off a little bit at the break just because time goes by so quick, and we got on some subjects, and I want to come back to Senator Oban's chairing a committee in education, but there was kind of a push to get her off the committee, and I think there's some important things about working in a bipartisan way. We want to talk about that, and then I want to also, Senator Oban, talk a little bit about education, a former teacher who is chairing actually one of the education committees, so we'll come back and talk about that.
Time for What's in Your Mind at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can text me at 701-226-8503. I'm Todd Mitchell, Gary Hamineth. More on the way, and Jim the Flagpole Guy will finish his thoughts, too, coming up on What's in Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Why not fill up at a pump you own? That's what you do every time you pull up to PetroServe USA. 100% American-made fuels and customer-owned by people just like you. Superb customer service, clean, bright stores. The next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, or a car wash, choose PetroServe USA. Get that 4-for-4 deal, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies on earth, four items, $4 all day, every day. Plus, all month long at PetroServe USA, stock up on Nestle Pure Life Water, 2 for $1. Jack Link's 2-ounce beef sticks, $1.89. Perrier Sparkling Water, 99 cents each. Red Bull 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5. Nestea 23-ounce bottles, only 89 cents each. And the Deli Express Mega Sandwiches are $2.79. Pringles Super Stacks, $1.39. And Albanese Gummies, the best, just $1.29. Helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields at PetroServe USA. The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, fantastic stay, Mainstay Suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Flag at ndflagpoleguy.com. You'll get a self-addressed stamped envelope with postage to properly retire your old flag. Now, maybe that's one of those things you haven't thought of. You don't just take the flag down and throw it in a trash can or something. That is not the proper way to retire a flag. Not the proper way to remember those who fought for our freedom and the symbol that represents. NDFlagpoleGuy.com will give you a self-addressed stamped envelope, and he will get that flag properly retired, as it should be. Making America great starts with you. Show your community and your country that you stand behind America. Replace your political yard sign with the symbol of freedom, an American flag. Jim at NDFlagpoleGuy.com reminds you we stand together as an undivided nation with your flag flying. All Jim's flags and poles are American-made. Some folks might get cheap flagpoles made in some other country. Show your support for America. Purchase that very symbol from Jim, 701-571-FLAG. Or ndflagpoleguy.com. 1021, Gary Amadeth for Scott Hennon on What's on Your Mind.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. We've been talking to Senator Erin Oban, Bismarck, Democrat, District 35. She agreed to stay for another segment. I know she's on her way to Las Vegas, so we're going to get you out of here, Senator.
We'll see.
Real quickly. Yeah, maybe if the flights don't keep doing what they're doing. But anyway, we're talking about these committees and kind of the scuffle that came up over the fact that there's 26 interim committees, you said, and the Democrats are chairing three of them.
Al
Carlson, Majority Leader Fargo, wanted to make, because he kind of set a precedent last time of saying only Republicans, we got control, et cetera. But he's not chairing that anymore. So Senator Holmberg from Grand Forks is, and he decided to say, hey, we're going to have some Democrats chair some committees, more bipartisan, and then Al got a little worked up over that. So talk a little bit about that. And then about your what you're going to be doing in those committees, chairing the committee. Which one?
Sure. He did. And it's not like I don't understand what he's getting at. I mean, I get it if the Republicans hold that much majority that he feels that Republicans only should chair those committees. But, again, history shows that in the interim, there has been a bipartisan mix of chair positions, and that's what Senator Holmberg returned it to. So twice in two different meetings, Representative Carlson made a motion to replace his first motion at our previous meeting was to replace all three Democrats with three Republicans. And that failed on a tie vote.
Wow.
And then there was a vote to confirm the way Senator Holmberg had listed it, and that passed by one. It was opposed by all members of the House GOP. And supported by my colleagues. So the Democrats from the House supported those Democrat chairmanships, the two Democrats from the Senate who serve on legislative management, and then all would be five or six, I'm trying to count here, Republicans from the Senate. So I was confirmed on a very bipartisan vote.
Wow, awesome.
Really with the Republicans who know me best, the Republicans that I serve with in the Senate. Who have seen my work as a colleague on the Senate Education Committee, my interest in making sure we're just doing what's best for kids and for the state. And I think that's really why I earned their support. And yesterday, Representative Carlson came back, asked for reconsideration of just
again,
my chairmanship.
Really?
Yep. And claimed it was because he didn't feel I could run a fair committee because of where my husband works. And I think that is.
And for listeners, help us understand what that means. And what committee are you chairing?
My husband works for teachers. I mean, he works for the Teacher Association in the state of North Dakota. It's funny. People said I shouldn't be elected because at that time my husband worked for the Democratic Party. So it's like this insinuation I don't have the ability to be. Form my own opinions and make decisions on what's best for my district and what's best for the state. It was the same conversation it's been. So my husband works for that teacher association. I will be chairing the education committee in the interim. And Representative Carlson just doesn't feel I'm capable of running a fair committee. And I wholly disagree, really, based on my experience in education. As you said, I was a classroom teacher. I've been involved in education policy in a very bipartisan way because I don't know how, as a Democrat, in serving in a supermajority. Absolutely. And I have really tried. That's what I have tried to do for the 2 years that I have been in office, is show that I'm willing to work with anybody who wants to do what's best for the state. So
your husband works for what associate? What's it called?
It's called North Dakota United.
North Dakota United. Mm-hmm. Does that include state employees?
It does.
Okay, yep. So North Dakota United. And so there's some impact related to that, and that's what Representative Carlson was.
Sure, but frankly, there's very little that the state does with regard to teacher salaries, and that's you know, between workplace account responsibilities and teacher salaries, that's what North Dakota United does.
Mm-hmm.
And that's done at a local level. That's not even done at the state level. So I was happy to get the support of my Senate colleagues and to be able to have this opportunity to really prove that I'm capable of doing this.
So we have a couple more minutes here. So chairing this committee, what kind of things will we be looking at, and what are the things that you're that drives you to get up every day to fight these battles?
Yeah. As a former classroom teacher, education continues to be really my passion in the legislature. And in doing that, we have been able to make, even in such a downturn economy, we were able to make some really great gains in policy this last session. We passed a bill regarding providing more flexibility at the local level for teachers to be more creative in the way they deliver education. So if there are state laws that get in the way of being able to be flexible with regard to seat time, I mean, you know, you have kids.
Yeah.
I bet your kids learn at different paces, even though they grew up in the same household.
Totally different.
So we passed a really great policy on that. And we worked on some things that really didn't require more money. And now the question is going to be, as we move forward, and we know things aren't looking up right now with revenues, how are we going to be able to sustain the level of education funding the state has committed to local governments and deliver services that are important to kids when we have fewer revenues coming in?
So when you, I know Senator, I mean, not Senator Hovind, but when Governor Hovind, he pushed really hard for state to fund so much more through education, and now it's pretty much almost all funded by state, isn't it? I mean, I don't know what percentage it is.
Yeah,
it's quite high.
You know, if you get down into the nitty-gritty, some of it's 80-20, some of it's 70-30. It kind of depends on where it, but the state has taken on a much bigger role in funding education, and I think that was a good commitment. That is something
Their state has said, absolutely.
Somebody just gave me a pin that says, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance.
Wow. Amen. Wow.
And it is very true.
Well,
so,
and our teachers, you know, they spend so much time with our kids in school as they grow up. You know, they get more time sometimes than parents, obviously.
Yep.
So you want to have good quality education. So
absolutely.
We appreciate the fight people have
For,
like yourself, doing what you're doing for education, kids, teachers. So we appreciate that. So
absolutely. So we had, I don't know how much time we have here.
About 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, I think there are some conversations we can have about keeping education, about what's best for kids, but also being respectful of that investment taxpayers make in education. So if we can find efficiencies, if we can make sure there are not duplication of services at the state level, I think that's something, no matter if you're a Democrat or Republican, you're interested in.
We've been talking to Senator Aaron Oban, Democrat, Bismarck, District 35. Senator, thanks for staying over. I know you're on your way to hope to get your flight to Vegas, and you can have some fun down there. So thanks for joining us today in studio.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Senator. We come back. We'll have talking about some Republican from the West Coast.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What happened? The question we asked in another of our series of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest episodes. Today's guest, Maxine Herr, a public information officer with Morton County. Maxine, tell us.
Social media made this happen. The scary thing was the amount of lies that could be posted on social media and go viral, and then trying to, as public information officers, to deal with that. That slick propaganda could be circulating, and we still had to pull the edge of the facts, because that's the standard we do business. So I get pretty offended when I hear people say that the state or law enforcement was spinning a story. I just shake my head, because we simply don't work that way. We work long hours to ensure we disseminated the facts. And, you know, when you're dealing with a group that prefers to work with an emotion or, you know, knee-jerk reactions and half truth is a real challenge. And we didn't stray from professionalism. It's law enforcement modeled that beautifully, and that's what emanated throughout the entire protest response team.
That's Maxine Herr, public information officer with Morton County. Another episode of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest is in the books. Keep listening for more right here.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, and we're holding from Garrison. Hang on, give me just a quick moment here, because I got to let you know about MyPillow. Not only getting up to 50% off any of the products on MyPillow.com, but the promo code Scott, not just pillows, although my God, you've got to get the 4-pillow deal. MyPillow mattress. I haven't tried this yet, but we've got a bunch of the My Pet pillows, and they're working. So I got to believe that 10-inch mattress made in the USA, up to 3 unique layers, providing you with the comfort and support you need to fall asleep and stay asleep all night long, guaranteed. My Pillow mattress topper, thick, high-density support foam cradles your entire body, creating a zero-gravity effect without being too soft or too firm. You have to experience it to believe it. Thermophase gel technology keeps you at the right temperature for you. MyPillow mattress, MyPillow mattress topper, the MyPillow bed, body pillow, and, of course, go-anywhere pillows so that you, when you travel... There is the travel pillow, too. I mean, because when you go, but you don't want to bring your primary MyPillow pillow from home and then forget it or something like that, right? Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or 1-800-506-9028, 1-800-506-9028. You'll get up to 50% off with the promo code Scott. In fact, the 4-pack special, 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. Take advantage of the promo code Scott. Free shipping and forwarders over $100. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or 1-800-506-9028. Gary Amenith is in for Scott Hennen on What's on Your Mind.
Before we go, welcome back. Before we go to our guest, Dr. William Ainge Curtwright out in Oregon, out in Salem, Oregon area, we have a caller been patiently waiting, Travis from Garrison. Travis, you have a comment?
Yeah, I was just going to mention that I think the turnaround for that protest at the Dakota Access Pipeline there. Social media probably was a big part of getting ahead of that, the lies that were put out there. But I think that the support from our president and the lack of support from the Obama administration and our Senator Heidi Heitkamp really allowed them to do the illegal, the unlawful things that they were doing. And when our president, Trump got in there and showed that, you know, the right thing is, and this is something that really is needed, I think that's when things started turning around. I don't think it was Dalrymple's lack of leadership. I think he was kind of stuck because he had no support from Washington. And so when Goring got in there, he had Trump to help him get things under control.
Travis, thank you very much for the comment. I appreciate that, because I do think that President Trump has said he was going to be pro-energy and he was going to be pro-jobs and pro-growth for the country and put people back to work, and he's surely been following through on those promises, even though he's taken a lot of heat for lots of other reasons. But he did step up in North Dakota and put his what he said he was going to do forward and did it, didn't he? So we appreciate that. So, Travis, thanks for the call. Thanks for the comments. Appreciate that. We're going to switch now to our guest, Dr. William Ames Kirkwright, out in Salem, Oregon. Mr. Ames, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, sir.
Hey, I really appreciate you joining the show today. And, you know, hosting the show statewide, we got, you know, it is the largest listened radio show in North Dakota, and I fill in once in a while, and I... You know, in life, you come across interesting people who have an interesting history, and this tends to be a political show so often with Scott Hennen, who, as we all know, is the host of this show. Dr. Ames, tell us a little bit about yourself and your history, because I think it's inspiring. Curly Haugland and I ran into you at some Republican national meeting somewhere in the last 3-4 years, and you and I stayed in contact, and you've done some great things for America, and you're a great conservative. Help our listeners know, learn a little bit about you, who you are, what you're about. So I think you got a great heritage as a great American and your family. So talk to our listeners a little bit about that.
Well, I always say to my mom married a Kirkwright for about a year, you know, but I always say my friends call me Ames because that's my heritage. So if you go to, we can jump around the country a little bit. The Ames family pretty much built America, in my opinion, because I'm a little biased. But, you know, 400 years ago, we had an Ames, Dr. William Ames, who was a Puritan that wrote 20 books on the Bible, and his student became the first president of Harvard. And then his down the line a little bit, John Ames, he was a rebel in 1776 and built muskets, and which was against the law. And the British, so we got about 5 Ameses, basically, that were fighting that war back then and swore an oath to fight Britain. And John Ames' descendant is is Fisher Ames, who was the author of the First Amendment from Dedham, Massachusetts. So I stood next to that graveyard. That's family. This is all family so far.
Incredible.
My great-great-great-grandfather was the president or founder of the Ames Shovel Company. And that's old Oliver Ames out of Easton, Massachusetts. And I go back to Easton, Massachusetts a lot. And I tell you what, it's deja vu. And so anyway, his two sons, Representative Oaks Ames of Massachusetts, was Lincoln said to him one night, he said, Ames, you're the man for the job. I want you to take a hold of this thing. I want you to build the Union Pacific. I want to take a ride on that railroad when I retire from the presidency. If you can see that in the movie Cecil B. DeMille's Union Pacific, him speaking those words.
Incredible.
His brother Oliver became the next president of the Shovel Company under the two sons. One, and basically his son, Representative Oaks Ames' son, became governor of Massachusetts, thus where we have a straw poll, Ames, Iowa. So the railroad went through Ames, Iowa. And we have another governor, Adelbert Ames, who was Battle Bull Run, and they had won the Congressional Medal of Honor. So anyway, I always say he was governor of Mississippi. I've only run for governor of Oregon 3 times, but it's kind of hard to get elected in Oregon when we have voter fraud across the nation.
And so I'm going to call you Ames rather than just for listeners out there because of just a little bit easier for it. But you've been an activist. I looked at you do a gathering of eagles, you call them, and talking about believing in the first principles of the Constitution, you know, and as listeners out there think about being involved politically and be involved in, you know, city, state, federal government or just the party politics. But I mean, the importance of that, what does it mean from the principles of the Constitution that you call the first principles? What are your values that drive you to do the things that you do?
Well, I'm going to quote Tom DeLay, who's a very close friend for the last 20 years for me. He talks about shutting it down and so I talk about rebooting, shutting down the government because it's over, it's too big a size. Fisher Ames said the Bible was the best book of its time, the best English book, the best history book. It makes us all the same. It should be taught in school. The author of the First Amendment. And he was elected to be the first president, or be the president of Harvard, which he turned down because of health reasons. A Gathering of the Eagles is an organization that I put together because everybody, our Oregon's Republican Party was disrupted, like Republican Party in many places around the country. And so we had people with different missions, but we were all the same. You know, some pro-life groups, and then, which I'm very pro-life, I believe that the unborn child has constitutional rights, just like we have constitutional rights. So who has the biggest constitutional right, the mother and the father or the child, unborn child? So, you know, these different groups I invited at my ranch. I have a 530-acre ranch. And we set up tents here, invited all these different organizations. And it went on for like 9-10 years here. We'll have another one this year, where we gather all these different factions and organizations that believe in conservative principles. And we believe that America, we've gone south. We need to reboot the computer and take it back to the basic foundations, where we begin to teach the morals and ethics, back in the educational system. And if we can't do that, in our nation's schools, where we teach the Bible for them and give them the foundations, the kids the foundations. I used to be a school teacher, math, science, physics teacher a long time ago. And we can't put those foundations back in it. Then we shut the educational system down for the federal government. The federal government is not supposed to be in all the things that we have made it. It's not supposed to be in the healthcare thing. That's what libertarians believe too, you know. They're not supposed to be in, we got this new healthcare program we're putting together is $4 trillion. I was talking to Tom DeLay, yesterday, and we were talking about this. It's $4 trillion and $1 trillion is used to take care of people. And 2 million people are basically saying, no, we can't take care of you. And so you got all this profit for the insurance companies.
Are you there?
Uh-oh.
No, I think we lost them. We'll have to have them join us back in. One of the things I was going to ask him, I have the document that he talks about is Gathering of the Eagles. What's the Gathering of Eagles? And he says, we're the gathering of Americans who believe in the spiritual principles of freedom, and who believe those freedoms were founded by our forefathers and written into the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, to be self-evident and undeniably true. We freely use words like freedom, God, country, patriotism. We're talking about inalienable rights, smaller government, less taxes. We talk about government of the people, by the people, and for the people, not a government of the bureaucrats, by the liberals, and for the socialists. So that's why I wanted to have Ames on, is just to talk about, here's an average American who's got great heritage from families going back to Massachusetts 400 years ago who were part of building of this great country that we're a part of. And, you know, listeners out there, we're all going to be part of the future that's going to define what America becomes 10 years from now, 20 years, 50, 100 years. And someone like Ames to step it up and be involved in this process is, I think, a fabulous thing. And I want to talk to him a little bit further about it. And he just recently came back from South Korea. And I want to talk about what's going on out there. So we'll try to get him back on. We come back from the break. We've been talking to Dr. William Ames Kirkwright. He's in Salem, Oregon. This is Gary Emmett filling in for Scott Hennen on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise. Valley Pucklich, a Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. And Vince, Hot Springs invented the hot tub and the saltwater spa system. Tell us about how Hot Springs does it better than anybody else.
Well, we did invent the hot tub, portable hot tub, that is, in 1977, and have truly been an industry leader throughout the last 40 years. It's our 40th anniversary. In 2009, we introduced the Ace saltwater system. Only hot tub company out of over 100 manufacturers where we actually make our own saltwater system. It's called Ace, and it's very unique in how it works compared to most salt systems, in that we're making five natural organic cleaners, including high energy active oxygen, which is great for the skin and it kills bacteria.
You have a video on your website talking about other brands that are claiming to have a saltwater system that is not so. Remind us why you'd want a saltwater system.
Well, on most hot tubs out there, you don't, because it truly, a salt system in the way it's way it was designed will void the hot tub's warranty. Here's where Ace is different, in that we're not just a chlorine producer. We're producing five different cleaners through our technology. I'm not going to get into it, but it's diamonds. We're producing five different cleaners, including high energy active oxygen. And why you'd really want it, the water feels great, it smells great, and you don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out. It's a great experience.
Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Why Not 2, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Check out that website to learn more about Hot Spring Spas Ace saltwater system.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is brought to you by Pipers Auction and Realty, Pipers.com, P-I-F-E-R-S.com, a full-service auction real estate firm specializing in land auctions, machinery auctions, and land management. You can call them toll-free at 1-877-700-4099, 1-877-700-4099. Now get these on your calendar, because coming up tomorrow in Clay County, Minnesota, 27.84-acre land auction at 10 a.m. Piper's Auction Realty Moorhead auction location, Clay County Acres. And then coming up next Thursday, personal property auction in Bowman, North Dakota, 5:30 Mountain Time. at the Bowman Regional Office, Pipers Auction and Realty. And for Scott Hannon on What's in Your Mind today, I'm Todd Mitchell, and here is Gary Emmeneth.
Welcome back to What's in Your Mind. Talking to Dr. William Ames Kirkwright, his family have a great history in America. And at the break, we were chatting offline about a document that his family signed back in Massachusetts in 1776. I think about 80 of them signed it. And it talked about them. It's like signing the Declaration of Independence, but it's a different document. But 80 or I think of them signed, and five members of your family basically said, hey, we're going to stand up against the Brits. It says, we as subscribers do, each of us and forever ally for ourselves, propel, testify, and declare before God and the world that we verily believe that the war and resistance and opposition with United American colonies are now engaged against the fleets and armies of Great Britain, blah, 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 goes on. And basically signed their name to the document, which when that happens, that means you are enemy number one. And five of members of your family signed that document. Ames, tell us a little bit about that.
Wow, as well, it's something to be very proud of, and I'm very proud of it. So when I go back to Massachusetts, like, you know, it's deja vu all the time with me. And so we have an archives at Stonehill College, the Ames Shovel Archives, but one of the archivists showed me the document, and I said, wow, I took a picture of it. And there's five of our members of John Ames, which is Fisher Ames, the author of the First Amendment, is descendant of John Ames, and who becomes showed up in Congress in 1789 in New York City, 15 Dock Street, and in New York City, where he says, prepare my will. I don't think we can put this country together. You know, they have nine representatives. George Washington's coming tonight. We're spending £1,000 a day, and we're spending £1,000 for the fireworks display. Anyway, kind of hard to great, great history. So
incredible.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the patriots and your values, what you stand for. I'm with you on all of them. But you, we also, you just recently returned from South Korea on a delegation. You toured over there. There's a lot of on people's mind, you know, that we're hearing that really our number one threat really over and above ISIS is what's going to happen in North Korea. Talk to us a little bit about what you learned and what your experience was out there.
Well, I went to a world summit in South Korea as an ambassador, and we were kind of all ambassadors. I mean, I wasn't alone. We had John Doolittle, for instance, was a congressman, John Doolittle, and Barbara Cummins, and Honorable Dan Burton was in our meeting. We had a high-level meeting, and Ambassador Hill. These all great people. It was great to hang with them and, you know, be a part of it. And the Washington Times, Thomas McDivitt. Anyway, we had a meeting with Shim J. Kwong, K-W-O-N. His PhD. He was high-level meeting in the National Assembly of the Republic of Korea. You know, and, you know, everybody asked questions of him, and I went to him. I turned to him. I said, what do you think we should do in Korea? This is your country. How would you have us handle North Korea? And I'm a Vietnam veteran, and so I have, you know, strong feelings, but I wanted to find out what was, and, you know, he turned to me, and through the interpreter, he spoke to me, and he says, massage North Korea. Now, things are changing rapidly over there. And, you know, I went, the part of the conference was, by the way, I'm going to tell you about South Korea. The people are amazing. If we had some of their, they have a college bigger than Oregon State over here, and that was Moon founded. Now, Moon was sort of like a Billy Graham of, and they're, in my opinion, Billy Graham. They put themselves in such a way, but Billy Graham, and they did a presentation there, a musical, that where you had, they did a presentation of the Bible from front to bit back, a musical, and they had 1,000 kids singing Hallelujah, and in English, no less. And I thought that really touched me, that the difference between North Korea and South Korea, the North Korea being a very corrupt nation that really cares little about life, where people are starved to death by the hundreds of thousands of dollars, the hundreds of thousands of deaths. A nation where Kim Jong, you know, where he can make 100,000 people march in step, but many of them starving to death. And so South Korea has given them food. We've always, he creates crisis after crisis after crisis. And that's how he wins. That's how he maintains power. And everybody that comes in as a president or whatever
goes over there and says, well, I can fix this. And they give them something. We're always giving them things. China's giving them things. Russia's giving them things. But, you know, people are getting pretty fed up. And I think that if you took Kim out, either tactically, you know, cruise missiles, I don't care how, or if you demonstrate something that Japan was demonstrated with, and where you don't kill people, that basically you might create enough of a crisis for his whole administration to collapse.
Ames, I appreciate your input. Time goes by so quick. Thanks for sharing with us that story, and we'll talk to you soon, one of these days in the future.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Gary Amenith back for Scott Hennon, What's in Your Mind Tomorrow. Join us.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.